Hello, and welcome to a special episode of the Pirate Studio Podcast. I'm Kimi, your guest host, filling in for Sammy today. And I get to fill in on a very special day with a very special guest. Today, we have a prodigy in the building, and no, it's not Havoc. Her name is Iolanta, and she has come to chat with me about new music, upcoming performances, and the Daniel Music Foundation. How are you today, my love?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I am wonderful. Great to have you in studio.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing. So, your name, as we just went over a little while ago with me making sure that I got the pronunciation correctly, it's beautiful. So, I heard you were named after a princess.
Yes.
But tell me, what's the meaning behind your name?
It's a funny story. Well, when my mom found out that she was pregnant with me, she got really excited that she was going to have a girl finally. They were thinking of a name for me. And so she was talking to my dad, and he decided my name should be Iolanta. And my mom was like, oh my gosh, what does that mean? And my dad's like, well, it's about a princess, you know, just read the opera. So she was a little lazy. She didn't really want to read the whole thing. Like, she's not a lazy person, but she just didn't want to read the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was very long. Mm-hmm. So she was reading it, and, you know, it sounded fine. You know, beautiful princess, beautiful voice. She's beautiful. And she's like, yes, yes, yes. So then it turns out that the opera was really about a blind princess who became blind. She didn't know that, obviously, because she didn't read the whole thing. As it turns out, I became blind, ironically, just like the princess in the opera. So then her friends, or she calls her friends, and she talks about my name, and her friends are, like, in shock. And my mom is lying. She's like, yes, of course I read the whole opera. Of course I did. And then her friends are like, girl, seriously? I mean, did you know that this girl is, the girl in the opera is blind? And my mom is, like, in shock, and she has, like, chills running down her spine, and she's like, I'm gonna call you back.
So this is before you were born, right?
No, like, when I was born, it was official. This was my name. And then I became blind, and that's a whole different story.
Well, hold on. Let's get into that, because you weren't born blind.
No.
So what happened?
Well, one day, my mom was giving me cards to read, and she would tell me the words. For example, she would say, this is Mama, read it. Mm-hmm. And she wanted me to be some genius baby who reads.
Like most parents.
Of course.
I did the same thing.
So then we did this for hours, and I was beginning to feel really tired. And one day I was watching TV, as a baby does, and my eye rolls back really strangely, and my dad looks at me scared, and my dad is really, you know, anxious whenever this happens to me. My beautiful princess, you know, I really need to protect her. Like, what's happening to her eye? Mm-hmm. So we go to the doctor, and everyone's saying, oh, she's okay, she's okay, she's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we go to a different doctor. Same thing. She's okay, she's okay. So then we go to, my mom knew something deep down that wasn't okay with me.
Always trust those motherly instincts.
Exactly. So, See, you get it. Anyways, mm-hmm. We went to a different hospital. And the doctor took a couple tests and said, she has retinoblastoma cancer.
Mm. How old were you at that time?
I was 9 months old. Mm. So then they said that I needed surgery immediately. And I was born in Russia, by the way. And I should have mentioned that in the beginning. But anyways, so Russia advertised that, you know, the surgery is beautiful. You know, it's perfect. And this could cure the cancer. So then I went into surgery. It was a 3-hour surgery.
At 9 months old?
Yes. And, you know, 3 hours ago, it's crazy, before the surgery was done, I was watching TV, running in the hallways, being a happy kid. And 3 hours later, I wake up blind from the surgery.
Oh, so wait. So you weren't completely blind prior to the surgery?
No.
They found out that you had
retinoblastoma cancer.
Retinoblastoma cancer. And then after the surgery, did something go wrong in the surgery?
Yes, the doctors, while doing the quote-unquote what they said was a good surgery, was not. They damaged my optical nerve in my brain to cure the cancer. And that causes you to see. And yeah, there's nothing wrong with my eyes. It was all that the nerve that was damaged that caused me to become blind.
When you think about the story of your name and then you think about what happened with you when you were an infant, do you think that it was fate or that?
I mean, I'm excited because we still have hope of...
Because we know what happens at the end of that story, right?
Yes, at the end of the story, when Yolanta turned 17, there was a doctor found for her that cured her blindness.
Her vision, yeah.
So hopefully when I turn 17, this happens to me.
Or before 17.
Even before, yeah. Mm-hmm. I really hope this happens. And yeah, there's still hope, which is great.
I love that for you. I love that you still have hope. And I love that you're so resilient throughout all of this. So, excuse me, we called you a prodigy before. And that is a term not taken lightly. And because of the beautiful voice that you have and the way how you were able to put it into song. So tell me, when did you know you could sing?
Well, that was really my mom. When I was little, I would always love to sing. And my dad and my mom, I guess I sang perfectly in tune, which is surprising.
It is. I'm tone deaf as crap. That's why I'm asking. How did you know?
So then we went to a restaurant one day, and there was this beautiful couple just singing opera. And my parents approached them, and they were like, "Oh, you sounded beautiful tonight. Can you please teach my daughter how to sing?" And you know, also the reason why I learned is because me and my brother, my older brother, we had like nothing in common.
Wait, how many siblings do you have?
I have two. I have a younger brother who's 6, and I have an older brother who's 18.
And Yolanta is how old?
I am 13.
Ooh, nice.
So yeah, we had nothing in common. I would be doing a completely different thing while he'd be raging on Fortnite. so yeah. At the restaurant, my mom was like, "Please, can you teach them how to sing?" Because she thought music would really connect us. Mm. And so the opera teacher looks at me, the couple looks at me and my mom, and he's like, "We never really taught blind people before. I don't know how this is going to work out."
Mm.
So we went to my first opera lesson, and, you know, I learned the technique, and then we started to develop my voice and opera training, and later, when I really started performing and taking it seriously, I guess my mom and my opera teacher found out that I really had a gift.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you met the couple in the restaurant?
I'm pretty sure I was like 6.
Wow, so you started, at what age did you start training?
About 6 or 7 years old, around there.
When did you realize that you wanted to make a career out of singing?
Probably when I realized that I was capable of that.
Mm-hmm.
After winning the 2nd annual Daniel Awards and when they asked me to perform in Woodstock for the first time.
Subtle flex, guys, subtle flex.
I'm explaining what's going on.
I just like to make people laugh, but go ahead.
But yeah, no, I'm laughing. You're doing a good job. Don't worry. So yeah, probably when they called me to sing at Woodstock, and I was really excited, and it was overwhelming. Like, I had to go upstate, you know, it was amazing. And I felt like the audience loved it. And like when they were cheering for me, I actually felt like I could make something out of the gift that I had. And I was really excited about it, too. And I'm like, this is what I want to do. I want to make people happy.
But are you happy?
No, I'm definitely happy. I really like to do, I really like to sing. It really it heals me daily. It's gotten me through a lot of my life. And I'm glad that not only does it heal me, but it heals other people too.
It does. Music has very strong healing powers. I would say so. Yeah. And here's what I'll ask you after that then. I know that you've been classically trained in opera, but what about other musical influences that you have?
Like playing other instruments or?
Not just instruments, but opera is one genre of music. Do you want to dibble and dabble in anything else?
I definitely discovered that I could do other things too with my voice, which I was kind of shocked at. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the first time I really noticed that was when I was like 10 years old. I played a little bit of drums too, but I was 10 and I was sitting at the drum set for like one of the recitals at my music school. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, Jingle Bell Rock kind of sounds lame with my little kid voice. Jingle Bell Rock. It didn't sound good. So I'm like, you know what? Let's jazz it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you do to it? Let me hear.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and glowing, a bushels of time. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells shine and jingle bells shine. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time. So go riding in a one-horse sleigh.
Ooh, yay! She didn't drink no tea, y'all, and she was able to do that. No tea, no nothing, just straight talent. Okay.
I might have forgotten some of the words.
That's okay, but you remembered the melody, and that's the most important part. Remember when I told you that I was tone deaf? The reason why I didn't join in singing because I didn't want to embarrass myself.
Oh my God, it's okay.
No, it's really not. It's not okay. But, you know, I love what you did with Jingle Bell Rock. But I heard that you had some other musical influences, right? So when Iolanta is at home, is she listening to the opera all day? Or who's some of the people that she's listening to, or that you're listening to, rather?
I listen to a lot of music genres, and I guess it just...
Well, who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite? You're going to laugh, but...
That's okay. I laugh a lot.
Okay, great. Okay, so you're actually going to laugh. So when I was... 5, I guess I had a really strong attraction to one of the artists that like pop influences. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit of Bieber fever when I was 5.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't even think that's funny. I think that that's appropriate.
I liked because like he did a lot of interesting things. Like he did some, you know,
he had the bops.
Pop. He did some pop stuff, and then he changed to R&B. I loved his Changes album. And then after, really, like, before I started listening to different varieties of music, he was, like, the only person I would listen to mostly, like, in pop and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Just Justin Bieber? So there's no one else that you're listening to right now?
Well, right now I listen to some rock. You know, I love Avril Lavigne. I love Green Day. heavy metal. I listen to a lot of Metallica. Some Slipknot.
You listen to Slipknot?
Not
a lot. Can I tell you that I'm so impressed? Because here's what I'll say, right?
Yeah.
When I speak to tons of people, I've interviewed. I can't even tell you the amount of people that I've interviewed, and what I found is sometimes when people are a little bit younger, they almost kind of scoff at older musicians or older sounds.
They're just good technical singers. Like they know how to sing.
They know how to use their voice as an instrument.
Yeah.
And that's why, you listen to rap, right?
I do.
So one of the rappers that I think, and Vance, our good friend, right? One of the people that we know who was able to use their voice as an instrument was Biggie. He had the best voice. He was able to make his words into an instrument. And that's why when I heard you sing, I was like, oh my gosh, she can move her voice and do things with her voice that not many people can do, which is why I always say, I wish I could sing, right? Like if I had like one wish, I wish I could be taller and I wish I could sing. But you know, what you're able to do with your voice and what some of the people that you even mentioned can do with their voice is astronomical. Which is why I'm thoroughly impressed that you even know who some of these people are, because a lot of times when you come across people who are, what is this, Gen Alpha? Sometimes they don't know who these people are.
And it's sad.
It's sad, and they don't appreciate it. my children, they have a very fond, they're very fond of musical history and of different types of genres, right? Yeah. So that's why I appreciate what you're saying about listening to all different types. You know who Avril Lavigne is. I pray you know who Biggie is. Do you know who Pop Smoke is?
Yeah.
You better.
Everybody does. They should. I mean,
not everybody. You'll be surprised. Outside of musical influences, why do you think your sound resonates with an audience that's much older than you?
I guess because I'm good at just transferring feelings through my music, in my opinion. And I think, I guess since I can feel the presence of the audience and how they react to it, I react back. Mm. And it makes them more excited.
When you're creating music, do you go into the studio with a sound that you want to create, or do you just let the music move you to create whatever it is that you're feeling at that time?
Honestly, whatever, because like the first time that I really did that, like when I went into the studio and when Jake Hees was playing on the keyboard, I kind of just, whatever he was going with, I would kind of follow, but also create some of my own stuff and add in what I was vibing to. So I guess in a way I just let the music just flow through me and just and out of me, if that makes any kind of sense.
It makes complete sense.
So his piano playing was flowing into me, and then whatever I was thinking was flowing out of me.
And out of your mouth, right?
Yep.
Who would you like to work with, production-wise, songwriters? Wait, do you write your own music?
I played around with that, playing piano and singing at the same time. I'm taking some classes at my music school, too, to get a little more better at it, making up chords on the piano and stuff. So, yeah, I've played around with that a little bit.
Okay. Socially, now that I hear you keep telling me about music school, what about regular school? Are you in regular school or?
Yeah, I go to regular school.
How's that going? Tell me about that experience.
It's pretty cool, I guess, because, like, I go to a blind school with, like, you know, people who are, like, have the same disability as me, so I don't feel like I'm the only one that's blind.
Right, yeah, but you are the only one who sings?
Yeah.
So you're kind of, I mean, you're not, I don't want to say that you're ostracized, but you are different from them in a way because you've been performing, you told me you performed at Woodstock. I don't know very many people or children who can say that they performed at Woodstock.
I'm really grateful for that opportunity. Like,
I bet. But the reason why I asked how school going, do you feel like you get special treatment because of your talent?
I think that I get treated the same way. But like whenever like we do like shows like for like winter concerts, spring concerts.
You don't even have to think about it. They're gonna put you there to sing.
The people who can just sing in tune and stuff, we have to cover the whole show for like some people, which I'm not saying they're bad, like, you know, we all have our different talents and like, you know, but I'm just like, it's like we have to cover a lot of people.
I can imagine. So after school, right? So I know that you're gonna be a big pop star or you're gonna be performing at the Met, you're gonna do a whole bunch of things, right?
Yeah.
But outside of that, what are some other things that you wanna do? Have you thought about that yet?
I want people to stop judging people with disabilities, and I wanna become like a sort of like advocate for them. Because I think people should really, you know, open their eyes to a different world that they might be going through that isn't, oh, you know, they need help and I feel bad for them. Like, just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing that they could do that. And the world they're living in, it's so special. I want a day where, like, people don't even have to think about helping them and, like, oh, just treat them like an equal.
Wow. That's deep. So I know it's important for you to give back. Can you tell me about your involvement with the Daniels Music Foundation?
They're like a family to me. Since I was 9 and I competed in the Daniels Music Foundation, I won and I was really happy about that. And 2 years later when I came back to do another, sorry, I'm a little sick, to do another show.
Don't worry, I'm holding in sneezes over here. keep going.
So yeah, bear with me. 2 years later, when I did another competition, and I was a 2-time Danny Award winner, mm-hmm. they really transformed my life because they said she deserves to thrive, and she's something special. And honestly, I was really excited. I never felt this excited in my life. And so,
don't worry. Let me give you a break. I'll let me talk a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll help you out. So, the Daniels Music Foundation, they are responsible for free music programs for people with disabilities, and it's further promoting empowerment through the arts. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, speaking of empowerment and you winning and being resilient, let's talk about your new single, Power, that's Yay. Coming out in April. All right. Talk to me about that song.
I think that it sends out a good message, and it's also fun to listen to. It's catchy too. Like you like different songs like that have good messages. Like they're okay, but like this song, I feel like it has a good beat and a good catchy melody, and it also spreads a good message.
I think so. And you know, the way how I would describe it is, I would say that it's an anthem about empowerment and resilience and self-discovery.
Yeah.
Which is how I describe you, right? Because Yolanta has been through so much in her 13 years, but she's still resilient, and she's still here smiling, and she's still here giving a great interview, and she has a beautiful voice. But she also comes with the message, and she also comes with advocacy. And that's why we respect you. So before we wrap up, let's introduce your new song, Power.
All right, here's the hype song of the year, Power. It's gonna be released April 25th.
We aren't getting older, ain't nobody stopping me. Feel it in my fingers, this is what was meant to be.
Alrighty, everybody. Thank you, Iolanta.
Thank you for having me again.